Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz back with another dose of the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, prioritizing everyone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, social events are piling up, and your to-do list seems longer than the Nile River? Listen, I get it. We live in a world that often glorifies busyness and making sacrifices for others. But let me tell you something. Putting yourself last isn't sustainable, folks. It's like trying to fly a plane without fuel. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of prioritizing your own needs and desires. Trust me, this isn't about becoming selfish or ignoring others. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can show up as your best self for everyone around you, including yourself. Ready to unlock a happier, more fulfilling life? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways to fuel your self-prioritization. First things first, let's get clear on why this matters. When we consistently prioritize others' needs over our own, we can end up feeling drained, resentful, and burned out. It's like constantly giving away pieces of your energy pie without ever replenishing it. You know that saying, "You can't pour from an empty cup"? It's true. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those things in life that absolutely bring you joy, peace, and fulfillment? Maybe it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, having deep conversations with loved ones, or pursuing a creative hobby. Write them down. These are your non-negotiables, the activities and experiences that recharge your soul and keep you feeling vibrant. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You don't have to say yes to everything. Saying no is not a rejection of others. It's a way of protecting your time and energy. Remember, it's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply leave you feeling overwhelmed. 3. Schedule me time like any other important appointment. You wouldn't skip your doctor's appointment, would you? Treat yourself the same way. Block out time in your schedule for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from a daily walk to a weekend getaway, whatever helps you recharge and feel your best. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have off days, and sometimes struggle to prioritize ourselves. That's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those moments and offer yourself some grace. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, celebrate your victories. Did you say no to that extra commitment? Great job. Did you carve out time for a relaxing bath? Awesome. Acknowledging and celebrating your efforts to prioritize yourself will help build momentum and keep you motivated. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, running from one task to the next, putting everyone else's needs before her own. One day, she realizes she's exhausted, burnt out, and feeling completely disconnected from herself. Sarah decides to make a change. She starts by scheduling me time every week for something she truly enjoys, painting. It's just an hour, but it feels like a world of difference. She also begins saying no to unnecessary commitments and makes sure to get enough sleep. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling more energized, happier, and more fulfilled. See? By prioritizing herself, Sarah was able to show up as a better mom, partner, and friend. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values, passions, and well-being. By learning to prioritize your needs, you unlock the potential to live a more authentic, fulfilling, and joyful life. Ready to take action? start by identifying three non-negotiables for yourself, things that bring you joy and recharge your soul. Then, schedule some me time this week. Just an hour, even 30 minutes, dedicated to something you love. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Keep it real, keep it dopamine free, and until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.